All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend. Today, we're going to be talking about going all in your online business and what exactly does that mean? All right, we're going to get very practical and we're going to be talking about how can you go all in your online business and how can you shift your mindset when it comes down to online entrepreneurship and how can you realistically start an online business? So this is the theme of today's episode and I want to share my experience and what I do today in order to run two multiple online businesses and actually I run more than two online businesses because I do so many things that they all contribute to my income online. But I want to really break it down when it comes down to the educational side of my online business. So I teach musicians and composers on how to get started in music licensing. How can they earn money by licensing their music? And what that means is that they just make music and this music is used in podcasts like this one, for example, or can be used on TV, documentaries, Netflix, film. It's pretty much just the music licensing industry. So this is my main business when it comes down to getting started as an online entrepreneur, teaching what I know. Okay, that's how I got started. From there, I learned I learned how to create online courses, how to create email marketing campaigns, how to write email copy, sales copy, funnels, coaching. I mean, this is how I got started as an educational entrepreneur, if you will. It's the knowledge business, okay? So this podcast is just about that. If you listen to this podcast, it's because you want to turn your knowledge into an income. This podcast is not about Bitcoin, e-commerce, affiliate marketing, dropshipping. All of these things are good. I mean, it's a legit online business. These things that I'm mentioning here, they're all legit online businesses. But this is not what this podcast is about. This podcast is about getting the knowledge that you already have or that you possess, right? I don't know if possess is the right word, but the knowledge that you have has value. In fact, you have a six-figure online business right now inside your head. Now, I know this sounds a little bit corny or, I don't know, this sounds a little bit cheesy, if you will. And I believe it was a fellow entrepreneur who said something like that online. And I think it's a great, great saying. It's a great philosophy, really. Everybody has a six-figure business in their head with their knowledge. The challenge is how to get that knowledge out there in the online world. That's the real challenge. The challenge is how can you put yourself out there in the online world and pretty much just turn it into a business. Now, when I got started, I was teaching musicians and composers how to get into music licensing. But, you know, this is something that is something that I was doing already. And in fact, I'm still doing it as we speak. So I compose music and I license my music. And I also teach composers on how to do what I do. Okay, so this could be applied to any industry. If you're in the fitness industry and you're in shape, you can teach someone else on how to get in shape. Simple as that. If you know a language, right? If you know how to speak Spanish or speak Greek for that matter, you know, you can certainly teach somebody else. Now, I know how to speak Spanish. I know how to speak Greek. I'm just not that passionate about teaching others how to speak a different language or a second language, if that makes any sense, right? So you have to be very passionate. So how can you go all in this online business thing? And what does that really mean? Well, it doesn't mean that you have to quit your job. You don't have to quit your 9-to-5. That's not what I mean by going all in. However, you really need to go all in when it comes down to learning and when it comes down to getting yourself immersed in this world by listening to podcasts like this ones, by actually reading books about online business, about marketing, about branding. I mean, you really need to be consumed by this. In your spare time, you need to be really studying and see what other people are doing. If you don't have this type of passion, this type of commitment towards your online business, it's just not going to happen. And you know why? Because it takes a lot of work, man. It takes a lot of work. It will take a lot of commitment from you in order to get started in your online business. And even once you get started and you have some momentum going, you're going to realize that it doesn't take 30 minutes a day. Okay, and it certainly is not going to take you 4 hours a week either. It's going to take more than that. All right. So you really need to talk to yourself in a different way when it comes down to online business. I know you consume other content. I know you follow other entrepreneurs online telling you that you can do this by only working 3 hours a day, by only doing the 4-hour work week. And a lot of people take this concept and this marketing tactics in the wrong way. The 4-hour work week is a great book. Okay. But let's be real. It's a Hollywood title, okay? It's a blockbuster, a smash hit title. That's what it is. And most people that believe that the 4-hour work week actually exists, they believe that they can get there without even putting the work. And probably they haven't even read the book, right? If you read the book and you see the concepts that Tim Ferriss and the philosophy that he's talking about has nothing to do with actually working 4 hours a week and doing nothing, all right? It's talking about systems and automations, of course, which is, you know, is what every online business should have. I mean, I use automation and systems in order to run my business. That doesn't mean that I don't work. I do work, and I work quite a lot, actually. And anybody that is running an online business that tells you that they don't work or that they only work 2 hours a week, they're lying to you because there is a lot of work that goes into it. And yes, you can have VAs, you can have personal assistants, you can have people working for you. I'm talking about a solo business here. I'm talking about a person, okay? A one-person business. Actually, that's the word that I was looking for. I'm talking about one-person business where you are the CEO and you are the only employee. That's it. It's you. Okay, I'm not talking about you hiring people. You cannot outsource things if you haven't done these things yourself first, okay? If you don't know exactly what you're doing. And when it comes down to content creation and dealing with your customers and your clients, you're going to have to start doing that first before you outsource that, all right? If you are like me, some type of a control freak, if you will, I like to take control of everything, okay? From font to thumbnails to the outline of the course, the emails, because it is my thing, okay? It is my brand. It is my name on it. And I don't want to release anything that someone else has done it, okay? And listen, I work with my wife. My wife helps me with the business, but I am in control of everything. And whenever it comes down to creativity or putting something out there, it's all me. Everything that you read is me. Absolutely everything that you see online, that is my courses, my emails, everything is me. The help that I get from my wife is with the accountant when it comes down to the income, taxes, all of these things. And that's just because she's Greek, right? I live in Greece, so I have to deal with the Greek system. And when it comes down to taxes and all of that, so she deals with our accountant. And obviously that's, you know, help that is really welcome. She helps with some back-end stuff that has to do with websites and whatnot. But I still like to be involved in it, okay? I still want to have full control. And it takes time, man. You know, it's going to take time to just set up a website. It's easy nowadays, but it's going to take a lot of time. And if you're really into it, you're going to be obsessed about what picture you're going to put in, about the positioning, about what it says in the about page, and how can you offer better services. I mean, if you're not obsessed about it, then you know that you're not all in. This has nothing to do with quitting your job. This has nothing to do with sacrificing other things for... Well, actually, in fact, yes, you need to sacrifice something in the beginning, okay? But it's not about quitting one thing for another, because I've done that in the past, all right? And it doesn't serve me well, or it didn't serve me well to quit one thing for another. And what I mean by that is that if you are running a YouTube channel like I was back in the day, okay? Just to be more practical so you see what I mean here. I was doing stock music licensing, okay, as a brand. That was a YouTube channel that I was running. I'm still running that, for that matter. But when I first got started, because I got very overwhelmed because I didn't know anything about online business, I was just running my stock music licensing YouTube channel. You can go and check that out if you're new to the podcast, by the way. It's the channel where I teach musicians and composers about music licensing. So I was running stock music licensing YouTube channel, meaning that I was creating content for that. I was also doing music for licensing. That's my full-time day job at the time. I was composing music and earning an income with that. And on top of that, I was learning about email marketing and how to create an online course. I was so overwhelmed that I had to stop doing YouTube videos, okay? And in fact, I almost stopped doing music as well for a period of time because I had to record this online course. Because it took a lot of energy, man, to just learn about how to record my screen, how to upload these videos to a, you know, to an online course platform. I didn't know anything about this in the beginning. I had no idea. I was consumed by listening to podcasts like this ones, talking about online courses, talking about email marketing. I was just obsessed about it. I would go for a walk and I would just listen to anything and everything that had to do with online business. And that's what it means to go all in. I sacrificed, like I said, releasing YouTube videos for like a month, which is a terrible idea when you're running a YouTube video, when you're running a YouTube channel. Okay, it's a terrible idea, but it had to happen, and I did sacrifice that. And it was bad because you're not supposed to sacrifice one thing for another. But to me, at the time, there was just no other way. I didn't have the time. Even though I didn't have a 9-to-5, my 9-to-5 was just being a stay-at-home dad doing music. That's my story. Okay? So I was a full-time stay-at-home dad, but I was doing as well full-time composing music for media. On top of that, doing a YouTube channel. And on top of that, learning about online courses and how to put my knowledge into the online course platforms and how to sell it, right? Like just like literally just learn from scratch. It took a lot of time, man, but in a matter of a few months I managed to pull it off, and I did my first launch of my first online course, and it was a massive success, way beyond what I thought it was possible for me. And it changed the trajectory of my life, because there I was, not only making money with my music online and not only running a YouTube channel, but now I had a digital product that it was mine. That's an amazing feeling, to have a digital product that is everything that you know about something, about an industry, about a hobby, about whatever you want to call it, okay? Because this could be applied to anything. So there's nothing like having a product where people just ask you questions, right, for on your free content, like a YouTube channel, and then you can redirect them and say like, hey, if you would like to learn more about this, I have an online course about it, or an online program, or I have a coaching a service where I offer help. Right? It's a legit business. Okay? And you get paid for that. You get paid for the transformation that you can offer others. All right? But you need to go all in. And listen, in my experience, when I'm coaching a client, overwhelm is one of the things that first pops up immediately. They say, this is too hard. You know, I can't record YouTube videos. I mean, it's just hard to keep up. I mean, you can probably make one video, but they find it really hard to just keep up by, you know, just recording YouTube videos. I'm not even talking about the online business, okay? I'm just talking about creating content. They just find it so overwhelming. And you can see it. You can see on how they have released content. If you go and see the schedule that they have, every single time they release a video on YouTube, you can see that there's gaps, right? They have released a video probably today, okay? And then 10 days later, they release another one. And then another 15 days has passed by, and then they release another one, all right? And that's a recipe for disaster, but because you're not going to get anywhere. I mean, we're talking about volume here. We're talking about content creation, and content creation needs to be consistent, okay? So if you're a content creator, you need to be releasing content on a regular basis, weekly, without fail. This is what I do with this podcast. If you've been listening to me, you know that I release a new episode every single Friday, and I've been doing that for more than 4 years now. This is my second podcast, by the way. But with this particular podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, I've been podcasting for 2 years straight, more than 2 years now, all right? Every single Friday, a new podcast episode goes out. With my previous podcast, Stock Music Licensing, I still have a podcast that is called the Stock Music Licensing Podcast. I release 100 episodes with that. And every single week, there is a podcast episode that will go with that podcast brand as well. That's for my Stock Music Licensing brand. Okay? That was another 2 years podcasting. So all in all, I've been podcasting and releasing podcast content for 4 years straight. When I stopped doing the Stock Music Licensing podcast, I started this one immediately. All right? And I didn't fail. I haven't failed when it comes down to releasing content. Every single Friday, there's a new podcast episode. Without fail. Okay, at times, if I'm traveling or it is a holiday season or whatever, I might batch record a few episodes so I make sure that the content is being released. But this is the level of commitment that you have to have. again, this is free. I mean, I don't have to do this. I don't get paid to do this podcast. I just do it to build my personal brand. But I do it because I love to do it, because I love to share my knowledge with you. But nobody's telling me to do this. I mean, I could actually skip a week or two if I wanted to. In fact, there has been many, many opportunities for me to do this. And I say, like, is this the week that I'm not going to be able to release a podcast episode? You know how many times this has happened to me? Like, this is the week that I'm going to fail. I'm not going to be able to make it. Okay? And then it can be Thursday afternoon, and I just say, like, I'm going to record a podcast episode because I said yes to this a long time ago. That's going all in your online business. Even though I'm not getting an immediate return with this podcast, I know that the long term is going to pay me back much more. Okay? And it's not just about the money. It's about the personal brand. It's about the commitment. It's about the commitment to myself. It's not even the commitment to you, the audience. This is a commitment to myself. Okay, so you have to put yourself first. I release YouTube videos the same way. Okay, on my Stock Music Licensing YouTube channel, every single Monday, a new YouTube video goes out. Every single Monday, and you can go and check that out, by the way. You can actually check that in my Stock Music Licensing YouTube channel. Go and check the dates on every single video. You'll be surprised, because every single video that I release is on a Monday. With my new YouTube channel, Daniel Carrizales, which is the brand where I'm teaching about this, about entrepreneurship, I'm implementing the same techniques, okay? I'm spicing it up a little bit, okay? I have gone by releasing videos like 3 times a week, for example, and then once a week. But you have to be committed, okay? And you have to put a schedule to your content creation. Now, I'm talking about content creation because if you're not able to keep up with the content creation, you can forget about the online business. The online business is nothing more than putting your knowledge in the form of a digital product, okay? That takes commitment. That takes a lot of work, man. But how are you going to market that? The only way to market that is by creating content. I'm not talking about paid ads, okay? Because I run my business without ads, by the way, all right? And I have built a six-figure knowledge business teaching musicians, okay, on how to do music licensing without paid ads. So the content becomes the marketing. And if you feel uncomfortable with this term, marketing, probably the way I felt in the beginning, then you need to get over that. You need to get over that mindset. And you need to get practice right now by just releasing content. And, you know, the best way to put this is, you know, if you're a writer, you write every day. If you're a musician, you make music every day. If you're a content creation, in the content creation space, you create content every single day, right? I create content every single day, whether that's making a YouTube video, whether that's creating a podcast like this one, whether that's creating a social media post about my stuff, about what I'm passionate about. That's why it's so important that you need to be passionate about it, okay? Because you're going to give up very easily. Your spouse is not going to be on your side. Your boss is going to tell you that you cannot leave early in order for you to go and work on your side project. The kids are going to be all over the place, and you're not going to be able to, you know, to focus on what you need to do, right? And if you don't have kids, you know, quite frankly, you don't have an excuse then, all right? Because I run a business from home, and I have 2 kids. I don't call myself anymore a stay-at-home dad, but I'm still here. I'm still at home. Right? After 10 years, I'm still here. Now I have 2 kids. When I got started, I had 1 kid only. Now I have 2 beautiful daughters. One is 13 and the other one is 5 years old. There's a massive gap, age gap between them. Okay? But there is a level of commitment that I have to my work, because work is everything to me. It's not only the way I earn a living, all right? But this is a way of life. It's my lifestyle. I work online. And I consider myself a creator, hence the name of this podcast, The Creative Entrepreneur, because I not only teach what I know, but I also make music. That's how it all started for me. I mean, at the end of the day, I'm just a guy that plays the guitar. That's it. And I love music. I have a passion for music. It happens that I figure out how to put that passion of making music and turn that into an income. And along the way, because I loved video so much, I created a YouTube channel, I built a small audience, and then I started teaching that to others. And that was the birth of my online business. It sounds romantic and it sounds simple, but you don't have not even a little bit of an idea of how much work goes into that. because I didn't know. I mean, I thought I knew, but once I was in it, I was like, oh God, this is a lot of work. But you know what? I was really in love with the process. I'm more in love with the process than with the result, meaning that I was really passionate about learning. And this is something that you need to have. If you don't have the passion for learning and to putting things into practice, then you're not going to make it. Okay, people get overwhelmed by doing video editing, for example, because they don't know how to edit videos. And this is where I say to you, like, well, just start, man. Just start with a very basic concept of video making, right? Whatever you're going to be doing. For me, my videos is just talking head videos, and that's it. Okay, and you know, I use iMovie, free software. You don't need to pay for anything. Okay, you don't need to pay for anything. You just get started. You know, very affordable to get started when it comes down to launching an online business. And again, if you say to me, like, I want to start an online business, my first question to you will be, let me see your YouTube channel. Let me see your social media profile. Let me see what you're putting out there. And if you don't have anything, then that's where you need to start. Okay? If you don't have a YouTube channel, then we need to start there because you need to put yourself out there. And yes, YouTube is the place to start. Obviously, you need an Instagram account and Facebook, but I'm more concerned with YouTube because YouTube is how I built my business. And I'm only teaching here how I have done it and how others are doing it. Okay, this is what I've learned from my mentors, by the way. It's not something that I have created. This is something that other people are doing. They put a YouTube channel up. They create content for that YouTube videos, for that YouTube channel. They create constantly videos. They have a call to action to a free guide or a free workshop or whatever. And then there's an offer. That's it. That's the model. It sounds simple, but the trick is to keep up with the content creation. A lot of people say, like, I don't want to be, you know, a monkey dancing online in order to create content on a regular basis. How can I outsource this? How can I do less of this? I mean, if you don't like to create content, man, you're going to suffer. If you don't like to create YouTube videos, it's going to be hard. If you don't like to put posts online, it's going to be really hard. If you don't know how to write emails and you don't like to release emails on a weekly basis, you're going to suffer, my friend. I mean, I didn't know how to make emails, how to write emails. I had no idea. I didn't have an email list back then. I didn't know what a landing page was. But one thing I did have was that idea that if someone else can do it, I can do it too. And most importantly, I had a passion for it. I was willing to learn. And I am still willing to improve on myself. I still want to learn more about online business, about entrepreneurship. How can I get my message out there? How can I grow? How can I position myself as an industry expert? And the only way that this is going to happen is by me creating content and showing you how I've done it and how I'm actually doing it. Okay? Because there's nothing worse than learning from someone who said, I did this a few years ago or I've done it. You need to learn from people that are actually doing it right now. How are you creating content right now? How are you earning a living right now with whatever you're doing? Okay, how do I teach what I know and how can I show you how to do the same thing? I am doing this now in two industries, by the way. Not only I am teaching musicians and composers on how to license their music, but I'm also teaching people on how to build a business. All right, I'm just using my music licensing teaching business as a way of showcasing what I've done and how I started, okay? Because there's nothing worse than, you know, than learning from people that are teaching you how to earn money online by earning money online, right? What I mean by that is that I have a proven record online. You can Google my name, by the way, and you can see what I've done. I've done music. I have done YouTube videos. I have courses. My online presence is start to appear in the entrepreneurial world, okay? Because I'm releasing content and the Creative Entrepreneurs podcast appears there. The Creative Entrepreneurs Academy starts to appear because I am releasing content in the entrepreneurship world. And I'm saying, like, hey, this is what I'm doing. This is what I've done. This is how I got started. And this is where I'm going. And this is where I'm going with this podcast and with my personal brand. I'm going all in into mindset, business, and lifestyle. And I am a creative entrepreneur, you know? I mean, yesterday I was making music. Yesterday I have uploaded 15 tracks to one of my profiles, okay? And if you don't know anything about music licensing, what that means is that I compose music, like I said, and I have 15 unique music tracks that I upload to a profile that I have online so creators can license my music, so they can buy my music tracks, all right? So that's content. Even the music, I see it as content, and it is. It just happens to be music, right? If I was a photographer, I would be taking photos all day, and I will just try to make a living with my photography. Now, that could be in many ways. That could go in many, many ways, right? But you have to do what you love to do and what you know what to do, right? I'm a terrible photographer, so I'm not going to take photos all day and upload photos online and try to sell them or license them or whatever the hell photographers do in order to earn a living, okay? But I certainly do that with my own skills, which is music. So I love to compose music. I don't like to play in somebody else's music track. I don't like to collaborate. I don't like to gigs. I don't like to go on tours. I don't like to do many, many things. But you need to be crystal clear of what you want to do with your skills. So I like to work from home. I like to have, you know, full control of the music. And for me, composition is the best. And when it comes down to music licensing, this is my space. All right. In fact, I own the whole stock music licensing space when it comes down to content, meaning that I have, you know, taken a market share, or I have actually, you know, just given birth to that. Now, there's many people talking about music licensing, of course, but nobody's talking just about stock music licensing. And I invite you to go and Google that. Go and Google stock music licensing. And anybody that is using stock music licensing as a saying or as a tagline or as a description comes from me, because this is how I coined that term. Now, music licensing is a niche, but nobody's talking specifically about stock music licensing. And this is something that I have created. Okay? And I'm very proud of that, because it's my business. It's my name. It's part of what I do, right? So when it comes down to online business, I have created my own name with it because it's my personal brand. Because of that, and say, hey, who the hell is Daniel Carrizales, right? Well, go and type in my name. So when someone types in your name in Google, okay, that's what I want to say. What does it appear? Okay, do you appear on Google? All right. And this is something that you need to think about. And a lot of people that are in the online world, they actually try to create as much brand awareness around themselves in order to use that as a CV, okay? This is the new CV, okay? And what that means is that if you go and apply for a new job, then you have to have your qualifications in previous employment history and what have you studied and qualifications and whatnot, and then you get an interview by a boss, right? By your future boss. Hopefully they will give you employment or whatnot. That's the old-fashioned way. In the online world, well, it's not the old-fashioned way, but that's what happens in the physical world, I guess. But in the online world, it works differently. In the online world, every single time you release content, that's a form of CV. And what that means is that your name, when it's attached to something, like, for example, a podcast episode like this one, then if you are in doubt, or if you are curious, or if you have any objections about what I'm saying, I am actually inviting you to check me out. And it's not because I have something to prove, but because I know exactly what the mindset is when it comes down to learning from someone else, and when it comes down to looking for mentors and whatnot, you know, because this is what I've done. You know, if I listen to something online, if I'm learning from somebody, I'm just curious. It's just natural. You want to know what this person has done. You want to know if they're legit. You want to know if what they're doing is something that really resonates with you. Hopefully, this podcast episode really resonates with you. And hopefully, you're curious enough to go and check me out and say, I actually like Daniel over there, right? I like to learn from him more for whatever the reason, right? Probably you don't like the way I sound, okay? Because English is my second language. It's not my mother tongue, right? I speak Spanish. Okay, and maybe you don't like the way I sound. That's fine. You know, you can go and learn from another mentor or from another person. But for some of you, you might resonate with my message, and you might think that what I'm doing here is cool enough that you would like to follow me and learn from me. Okay, because hey, I am a composer. I play the guitar, I mean, I had a coaching client quite recently that had that same thing, confessed to me and said, like, I was doing a coaching, he was doing my business and mindset coaching program. And he was saying, like, I had a friend that said to me, why don't you go to this other mentor so you can go through that coaching program? And he said to him, to his friend, before he actually enrolled in my coaching program, that the reason why he's going with me as a mentor was because of my background with music, and because he was a music teacher himself and he wanted to put his music knowledge in the online world. And he didn't want to go with the other people which were more corporate, right? The mindset and business coaching program that they were offering is about the corporate world, okay? Like, you know, just working in a corporation, dealing with meetings and bosses and coworkers. So that had nothing to do with him, okay? So anything that you can use to your advantage in order to build your own brand is what's going to help you be successful in the online business. I don't shy away from the fact that I am a musician and composer. I don't shy away from the fact that I'm 48 years old, working from home. And, you know, I'm doing this lifestyle transformation along the way. Not just because of my business, but because of my age. Like, I'm heavily invested in fitness. Going through a transformation, even physically, right? Yes, my hair is going white. It's going completely gray. It's only natural. But I'm getting in shape, in the best shape of my life. One of my goals is to be in the best shape of my life by the time I reach 50. And I'm already in a good shape. I'm already at the top. In my age group, I'm already in the top percent. Like really. I mean, I could walk down the street and people that are my age, and I am in the 1%. No question about it. But I want to get higher, okay? And I want to get to that really high, you know, percentage, 1% of the population that is really fit. And by the time they get to 50, and no beer bot, no dad bot, sorry, or beer bot or whatever, you know, like really ripped, man. Okay. I've 2 years ago, I did some dental work. I'm still in the process of that. I put some braces in my teeth. I always wanted to fix my teeth. They were not like terrible, but I wanted to do it. It was in my bucket list, if you will. And I invested some money. I still have at the bottom of my teeth some braces. All right. Like a fucking teenager, right? With braces, but I'm 48. And I'm doing that. That's an investment, okay? A few years ago, I started to do some tattoos. I always wanted to have tattoos. And I said, like, I'm still not that old to have tattoos. And I have two massive tattoos in my arms. And it's a process of transformation. I don't shy away from that. I think that the time is now to live your life, okay? It's not when you're 20s. When you're 20s, you don't know anything about the world. You're supposed to make mistakes. You're supposed to feel lost. Right? And, you know, I've been blessed to live this life that my biggest success is not, it's not my business. It's not the lifestyle that I live of working from home. It's my family. All right? My values are very important. So that's in the forefront of my branding. And I know that I'm going on a tangent here, but you have to understand that if you don't have a level of passion for what you do, you're just not going to succeed. The level of passion that I have for my family, for my fitness, for my music, for my business, is all equal. I'm going all in on everything. I don't have time to piss about. In fact, I had a very tempting offer to make some music, children's music actually, from a company. I just can't do it. Right, so my wife, she works with a company. It's an editing company where they edit books, and my wife is one of the managers there, editing books. It's an Anglo-Greek company, very big, huge here in Greece. Okay, and they do books, and my wife is perfect for that job because she's an editor, and you know, the boss said, like, you know, like, can your husband do some music for this books? You know, we need music for this because, you know, they do audio books and audio versions and whatnot. And I have to decline because I just don't have the time, right? I just don't have the time. And in order for me to take that job, I need to say no to other things. And that's a level of understanding and commitment and understanding of what it takes in order to be successful in anything. If I want to be in the best shape of my life by the time I reach 50 and I'm 48 right now, I have to do the commitment right now. Not when I'm 50, right now. Okay? And this is not just to show off on Instagram, like, hey, check me out, I have a six pack. This is a commitment with myself. And the reason why I put it out there is a way of keeping me accountable. Even though I don't need the accountability because I'm very committed to my stuff, I still put it out there and say, like, you think I'm going to fail, but I'm not, right? You think I'm not going to be able to pull it off, but I am. And why do you think I keep saying, like, hey, every single Friday a new episode goes out? Because it's a way of keeping myself accountable, but it's a way as well for you to check me out, okay? And it's to see that I'm not going to fail because I won't fail. I will always release content. I will always make it happen. Now, you need to have that level of commitment. Whether you have a 9-to-5, you have kids, you're married to a spouse that doesn't support you, whatever it is, you live in the wrong place, the wrong country. You know, I mean, you can use whatever excuse you want, but it's all up to you. You are responsible for the failure or success of your career as an online entrepreneur. Today, I do so many things and I run so many things at the same time. It's a fucking joke. I mean, you will be overwhelmed if I tell you what I do on a day-to-day basis. The time is just not enough. I don't have enough time. And that's a good thing. I don't want to come across as a workaholic. I'm just coming across, I want to come across as a passionate, creative entrepreneur that wishes there will be more hours in the day so I can create more things, so I can give more value to you. Anyways, this is a quick episode that I wanted to do here, my friend. I hope this episode finds you well. Thank you so much for all the love and support. Don't forget to subscribe to my podcast or follow me here on the podcast. Go and check out everything that I have created. You will find all the links in the show notes of this episode. Don't forget to give us a rating. This helps this podcast immensely. Thank you so much for all the love and support, and I will see you on another episode, my friend.